This is the Technology Rocks podcast, coming to you from Tony the Forgotten. This is Tony the Forgotten.
And this is Justin.
That was a horrible impression. Like, that was horrible.
Well, I don't sound like what you just did either, so there you go.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am staring at 400 on the screen. I kind of do sound like that. You're kind of a prick now. 400 on the screen. 400. No, that's not a sequel to 200. That would be 600. Actually, the sequel to 200 was called Spirit, and it was really bad. But anyway, was it Spirit or wasn't it? There is a sequel to 200, right? I thought it was Spirit. I'll have to look that up. Anyway. I am staring at 400 listeners. Yes, 400. We're at 12 days or 14 days now. 400 listeners. I am staring at it on the screen. Tony, how do you feel about 400 listeners? How do you feel, dude? No, seriously, when we were talking about this in
concept, I haven't met him yet. I don't know how I feel about him. No, that's awesome. That's actually really cool because that shows that whether you like us or hate us, you know,
you're still listening.
You're listening, which means we're making an impact. Whether it be good or bad, bad is not bad. Bad just means that you have an opinion about what we say, and that's good.
I'm going to bring it back to Wine and Vinyl. You know, Wine and Vinyl was a concept of a train wreck. It was a train wreck. No.
Problem with that is people expect us to have every record known to man right there at our disposal. Right.
So Wine and Vinyl was one of those experiments where Tony and I were sitting around at the shop one day, and I was like, hey, Tony, wouldn't it be cool if we did this? And then Tony was like, yeah, and then we could do this. And I was like, well, I'm sorry, Tony turned into Keanu Reeves. But it was one of those things where we just had no idea how it was going to be accepted. It was absolutely insane to try to bring 30 grand worth of audio to another place weekly or tri-weekly or once a month, or I don't even remember how many times we were doing it, but it just...
Once a month. And it was just once every 4 weeks.
Right. Yeah. But it was like moving day every time we were doing it. I mean, we're talking about Rel Carbon Special Subwoofers. Thank you, Rel. Focal Conta, Martin Logan F200. I mean, we're talking name Dyne amplification, Audio. Dyne Audio.
Hegel
sponsored us one time. I mean, it was just one of those concepts that kind of grew on its own. By itself organically, and this is kind of the way I think this podcast kind of grew. I mean, I just 400 people out of the blue. I mean, we've got listeners in Belgium, Frankfurt, Mexico, the four different parts of Mexico, Victoria, Canada,
East Coast, West Coast.
I mean, if I go look, show you the demographic map, it looks like the United States has measles. And nobody in California, interestingly enough. That's weird. It's north of California. But if you go look at, but now we're moving into the UK. We've got Sheffield, Sheffield, London, Belgium already. Yeah, I mean, it's just again, it's one of those things where you don't know if you're making a difference or not, and then people start referencing the things you say. I think that's what means the most to us, is they start referencing the things you're saying in the podcast. And
well, we've already seen the stuff that we've been going over in our podcast actually helping our listeners in situations, just as a client of ours named Walter, he used one of our suggestions when he talked to his cable company and ended up saving money based off of just something we talked about in one of our casts, which means, you know, if anything, we're at least giving you ammunition.
Right. Yeah. No, and I think the journey with what, you know, the whole method to the madness of what we're trying to pull off is we want to be the Top Gear of technology. And I say that for people that know Top Gear. But it's one of those things where you're taking a boring topic where what's known as a boring topic, and you're trying to make it interesting. You're trying to make it fun. You're trying to snore. you're trying to say the wrong name
and use weird voices.
You're trying to have special guests to gauge an interest about something that you may eventually be interested in, or you may be afraid to ask questions about. You know, the AirPlay 2 question, we, you know, that was huge for us. The, you know,
and that's the thing, is just like how that person right there was like afraid to ask the question, nobody should ever be afraid to ask us any question, because we're just going to tackle it just like we do anything else.
Yeah,
we're not going to embarrass anybody or just be like, oh, listen to this stupid question we got, because there aren't any stupid questions. The stupid questions are the questions you don't ask.
Well, I think what got us started on this journey, got us, good grief, I can speak English. I just speak a real English. To speak English here. I'm really trying. I think what got it started, got us, dear goodness, got us started on this journey. It's a good thing it's not a video cast. but
I don't was know what you're
we,
talking
we
about.
See so much information that's just crap. It's just absolute.
Well, it's misleading garbage. Because it's based on biased opinions.
Well, it's based on.
And what we're trying to do here at the same time is keep all of our opinions unbiased. But, you know, we can't help but have a little bit of our own opinion seep into things. Right. Because we are still human beings at this, at that.
Right.
You know, where, you know, where we still do have opinions, and we, as much as we try to keep them out of stuff, some of it's still going to seep in. And, we, you know, we apologize for that, but at the same time, I'm not sorry for that, because I want you to know that I'm still a human and that I'm not just some robot that's being fed information to tell you people.
Right. Yeah, no, and that's the thing is we just, we want to, we see so many, I can't say that any better than he just did. There's no reason to repeat it or regurgitate it, but that's why we started this, is we see people that feel like they've read something and then now it's, they're the authority on it because a complete stranger was the authority on it because it lined up with their opinion. And we'll get in, that's a whole different cast about whether these forums are good for your buying choices or not. And that's a forum topic just by itself.
Yeah, and don't get us wrong. We learned stuff from our clients also, because there's times that somebody
reads a manual.
Reads... Well, you know, not just that, but like, you know, they try something and we're like, hey, I didn't think about trying that.
Right.
And then they learn something, they teach us. And that's not to say they're better than us or we're better than them because we had to teach them something. It's saying that, hey, you know, we're all growing all the time. And that's really the point of this, is for us all to grow.
Right. No, for sure. For sure, and that's kind of where I'm at with it, and I just, I'm not trying to argue with anybody, I'm not trying to piss anybody off, I'm trying to gauge my experiences with building roughly now over 1,000 cinemas at this point, that where I've used the brands, I've been there, I've done that, I've experience
built over 100 of those with you.
Right, I have experience with the manufacturers. I do have relationships with direct manufacturers. And here's the thing: there's a giant misconception about storefronts and designers. Oh, well, you're just trying to sell me something. No, I'm not. Here's why: I have no skin in the game. I can get JVC, I can get Sony, I can get Epson, I can get Dyne, I can get Focal, I can get Bowers & Wilkins, I can get Martin Logan, I can get Triad, I can get Mad VR, I can get Arcam, I can get...
But let me just stop you on that before you name off everybody. The point being is that at the end of the day, if I just sell you something...
I'm not doing my job.
It's not about what I'm happy with or what I like or what I think's good or what I think sounds good or what looks great or what has the best, you know, appearance in your room or the best symmetrical or whatever. You know, what means the most is what do you like? Because at the end of the day, at the end of everything, once it's installed and everything, you have to be happy with how it sounds. And if you went off of what I said sounds good, but you don't like the way it sounds, then you're not going to be happy with it, and that means you're going to want to return it or want to exchange it or something, which is going to really just cheapen the experience.
Again, Tony's got me beat. I can't really I can't really elaborate on that. It's just
so everybody knows, this doesn't happen very often.
Well, the thing of what's the coolest part of an install, T?
At the end, after we've gotten everything installed, and somebody comes in and they listen to it for the first time,
it's
and
we face.
Play that first like trailer, and you see that just like awe and wow look on their face.
It's the face.
The first part is the. The what we call the Christmas morning look when we walk in with the boxes. It's really the second look that we're talking about.
It's the face after everything's done and the mess is cleaned up and they're just their jaw drops and you're just and he's right. That's what we're going after. We're going after the face. We're going after the look. We're going after the
you being happy.
I can't say it any better. You know, I can't. I think I'm kind of still screwed up about this thing growing legs and walking on its own, and because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of content. I know Tony sees me stress about, Jesus, we got to come up with three more shows. You know, I know he sees me do that, and then half the time I'm pulling a show out of my orifice because we know the product, we know the subject, we know it's not like I have to study about it because I know what I'm doing. You know, just you pick a topic. What do you want to talk about? You know, type of thing. And I think where my anxiety comes is just dealing with the day in and day out of the YouTube and the, well, I read this online or I watched this online or I did this or I did that or I did that. And it comes down to the fact of, okay, I get that. You saw this or you saw that. But, you know, some of these opinions are just way out in left field and just could not be more wrong. And I'm like, Tony T, how do we fix this? How do we course correct? You know, these people are crapping in our sandbox. You know, what? How do we fix it? And that's why we started this.
Part of what you're saying there is just like saying, well, everything has its intended use.
Right. Yeah. No, and I think it's just, it boils down to, my mentor a while back, and he's not of this world anymore. Not that he went to Mars. I mean, maybe he should have gone to Mars, but he's not.
We don't know where people really go.
He's not living anymore. He used to say, Justin, it's not your job to save the world from bad audio. Just sell them something. And this is why he and I butt heads so much.
That was a problem I always had at the garbage company. I couldn't just sell people crap audio. No. I would rather have them save money and get better audio.
Right. Yeah. No, and that's the thing is we're trying to create value here. We're trying to create value with information. We're trying to educate the buyer, whether you're buying from us or not. We want you to walk in to a situation. That's why we're sticking with the rules. Rule number one. What is rule number one, T?
Rule number one is where you really just want to make it an experience, something different than any other room in your house.
And then rule number two, which is one of my favorite rules, is listening is subjective. Ladies and gentlemen,
what I like is not what Justin likes.
Just because somebody says Pearlison is the best thing since sliced bread doesn't mean it's the best thing for you. Just because somebody says Klipsch is 80% off and it's the best thing since sliced bread doesn't mean Klipsch is going to work in your room. Just because somebody says X, Y, and Z is the best thing in the world doesn't mean it's going to work and that doesn't mean you will like it. And here's the thing. What we're trying to keep from happening is for you to make these types of decisions, and then you approach us, hey, my system doesn't sound right, can you come check it out? And then we come out and look, and you've got a compression driver or a horn tweeter in a 12x12 room. And I said, okay, what's the average what are we trying to fix here? Well, it just seems too bright. And I'm just like, yeah, you got the wrong speaker. So we're trying to keep that from happening to you. And it's, we're very passionate about that. That's why when you walk into something like Define, is we put 15 sets of speakers in front of you, but before we ever ask about price or budget, because we want to get a barometer of what we're after. And a lot of the times, one of the first questions that Tony and I will ask is, okay, what have you listened to thus far? What have you researched thus far? A lot of times it's research, not listened to. And then after we ask the research question and say, oh, we'll say, okay, what have you listened to out of that? Well, I haven't listened to anything yet. Okay, but then why is this the best speaker? It's a valid question. It's just as valid as somebody saying, well, this is what I have. This is awesome, and this is great for the money, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, this is okay. What I was told sounds good.
Right, exactly. And I don't want people walking in this room basing their decisions off of what other people say sounds good. I want to know what you think. I want to know what Tony thinks sounds good. I want to know what Justin thinks sounds good. I want to know what Bob thinks sounds good. That's what I'm saying is I don't care what I think sounds good. I want to know what Ian thinks sounds good to Ian. What thinks sounds good? Because I don't want to spend your money. I want you to spend your money on something that you enjoy.
Back in the day, there were people happy with realistic speakers.
Realistic was a thing. Technics was a thing. Sanyo was a thing. You know, so that's what I'm saying. So that's why we have the rules. Listening is rule number two, which is the biggest rule, the anvil that kicks people. And this is the rule that everybody gets so pissed off about. Listening is subjective. Yes, I'm going to disagree with you about your favorite speakers, unless you say it's the best thing I've ever heard. Because if you've never heard it, then how do you know it's the best thing you've ever heard? And that's what I'm saying. You know, put the forums down for a minute and start talking to the experts. And that doesn't mean you have to talk to us. You can talk to Audio Advice. You can talk to The Grid. You can talk to Crutchfield. You can call the manufacturer and talk to them and get their interpretation of it. You can go to Icon.
Probably
are
friends with somebody, one of
each
of those places.
We're friends with all of them. Yeah, exactly. We're all friends with each other, you know. And that's what I'm saying is it's one of those things where listening is subjective. Listen lots. You know, I mean, listen to
as many as you can. Because...
And see if they have a room that meets your style. Say, hey, man, I've got a really small room. Do you have anything that I can listen to in a Klipsch, in a Focal, in a Bowers, in a Dyne, in a Paradigm, in a Triad, in a whatever, in a smaller room so I can kind of gauge what it's going to sound like in my room. Doesn't mean it's going to sound exactly the same, but it's going to sound very similar to what it would sound like in a room that's very similar in size. And because that's the thing, is just because your buddy has Klipsch and it's in a giant room doesn't mean it's going to sound the same in a small room. Doesn't mean Klipsch is bad. Doesn't mean it sounds bad. Doesn't mean it's made bad. Klipsch is a great speaker and good people that work there. There's nothing wrong with that. It just
everybody has a different ear.
Don't use a Corvette to pull a load of cinder blocks. You know, it has horsepower and torque, but it doesn't mean it's going to do as well as your Chevrolet or Dodge or Ford truck. Use the right tool for
the
job.
But that's where we're going to get into.
That's what we're going to get into.
Another thing is where we're going to get into. Your audio video receiver and your preamps are going to change that sound also.
Yep. Yep. No, exactly. So I'm excited for this series. Tony's excited for this series. We're probably just going to jump right into it and just start really digging deep on some of these concepts and some of these. And I'm going to go to the forums. I'm going to go to the forums and pick the questions right out of the forums a lot of times and start answering these questions. And I'm going to go to battle with these guys. I'm going to storm the hill. I'm going to be on the firing squad on some of it. And I want you to call me. I want to piss you off. I want to piss those people off because I want to challenge them because a lot of the information that I'm seeing is not accurate. It's just not accurate. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. Again, it's a social experiment that as soon as we see the listeners stop, then we'll stop. It's no big deal. You know, it doesn't matter. Maybe you people are
tired
of
it. Well, I don't think we'll stop. I think we'll just reevaluate what we're doing.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly. You know, but looking at it, 400 listeners... all over the country, all over the world, you know, it's just, I don't even, I can't even fathom the map right now. You know, I cannot fathom any of this stuff. So anyway, Tony, what are you doing this weekend? Go.
Well, tomorrow, because it's St. Patrick's Day, I'm going to be celebrating that because I am part Irish. So I'm going to drink at least one or two pints of green beer. And then I'm also thinking about going and watching the anniversary release of Labyrinth in the theater because they did one more final release and I missed the first two.
Okay.
So I'd love to see that movie in the theaters. Even though I know it's not going to look great, but it's just experiencing it in the theater, and then I can actually put my my ticket in my DVD case of my hard disk media.
And are you seeing something that rhymes with Zune?
I am thinking about going on Tuesday, or not Tuesday, but Monday, while my son's at school, to see Dune 2.
Okay.
Because I really like the first one.
I watched Dune 1.
I like the original Dune with Sting from the police in it. So I'm probably going to do that. And those are probably two of the biggest things, but and then the rest of the evening tonight, man, I'm just going to relax and get some sleep.
It took me 9 hours to finish Dune 1.
Well, you know, sometimes it takes some of us longer than others.
3 Sundays in a row to watch
It took
Dune
me two
1.
Weeks to watch The Addams Family done by Rob Zombie.
Here's what I'll tell you. Oh, that wasn't... You mean the Munsters.
Oh, yes.
That was horrible.
I messed that one up, yes. Munsters.
I could not do it. I could barely do it. I barely got
even,
through it.
Even though Sherry Moon is a very attractive woman.
She's beautiful.
She is not Lily Munster.
Well, it's not even that.
And
it's
just the way that the movie was done, it was just...
It's bad.
It was just a weird take on it.
Yeah, you kept waiting for weird things to happen.
And no offense to Rob Zombie, he does really interesting films. He does artsy films, though, because if you watch like House of a Thousand Corpses, Three from Hell, and some of the other movies that he's done and all, he really borrows a lot from older films.
Yeah,
if you're as big of a movie nerd as I am, you can pick them out. I mean, even his one of his biggest bands, White Zombie, was a black and white film called White Zombie.
So Denis Villeneuve, shot for shot, filmed a brilliant movie with Dune. Everything in it was cinematic artwork. The audio soundtrack was freaking gorgeous. Everything about it was absolutely amazing. Shot for shot, pound for pound, it was an amazingly filmed and great movie. I did understand it a little bit more because it was the same guy that did Blade Runner 2024. He did The Arrival. So that made sense on why it was so slow and slow to start. But pound for pound, shot for shot, I don't know if I liked it well enough to see part two. I may wait for part two to come out in streaming and just go with it there. So... anyway, I'm going to let everybody get on to their weekend. We usually keep these short. Just wanted to do a recap and what's coming up. I think next week we're going to dig deep into our home theater series. So hopefully you guys will stick around to listen to that. I know we got some projector and screen relationship stuff to talk about. We got to follow on with our rules because we're going to get on with the rules and then we'll repeat the rules every time so you don't forget. And we're going to pound those into you. And you set them in stone, and then hopefully we'll get somewhere with those. So anyway, that's a cast. T, unless you got something else.
That's it, man. I think we've done good on this one.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. We'll see you when we see you. Like or subscribe. Listen to us on Amazon, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Drink a pint of green beer for each one of us, and then have a second.
I will... Answer this question. You have a podcast app on your iPhone. If you hit search, type in the word podcast, a purple app will pop up. That's it. Type in Technology Rocks. That's how you find us on Apple Podcast.
If you don't, you can also go to iHeartRadio on an Android phone and find all podcasts.
Oh yeah, iHeartRadio's there. Amazon, Spotify has actually been the easiest and quickest way thus far.
Yeah, that's the way I found it so far. Yeah. And I've just been doing a quick search.
More platforms to come. We love you. Thank you so much. 400 T-Bone. 400. Let's go for 500 next week. And we'll see you when we see you. Have a great day. I'm Justin.
And this is Tony.
And that's a cast.
Tony the Forgotten.
Last word.